Look out now. South End slammers are the local roller derby queens. Mean mamas on ball bearings, elbows sharp as their tongues. Jammin' Janice, by day a mousy office secretary down at Windy Rear Realty's south office, captains the squad with an attitude like an unfed piranha. The slammers are a no-holds-barred bunch of bruisers with a volcano of pent-up aggression they unleash on their opponents as they hurtle around the maple track that's canted for increased speeds on an oval circuit. Cheryl is a teller at the local branch of Coastal Bank 5 days a week, but weekends she's the spearhead for the slammer's feared flying wedge, a vicious phalanx of boiling estrogen mowing down any and all opposing skaters too slow or witless to get out of the way. Elbows, hammers, chests, bodies slam bodies, skates are used the way a mallet is used to tenderize meat. Paula is the point getter, small and wiry and able to stoop low and slide under and around opponent's blockade. She's their best jammer, lapping with graceful strides on her custom-made skates like a dancer on bearings. Paula waitresses at the diner part-time, and if some of the patrons mistake her quiet demeanor for mousy modesty, she has a tongue fast as her trademark passing maneuvers. You want a refill on that coffee, mister? You learn to say please. And you better try a thank you when you get it. The slammers are ranked number one this season, for good reason. I ran into Betty, the team's burly blocker, the other night. Not many jammers get by Betty, and if they do, they'll pay for it the next time around. She was at the Pilot House Lounge ordering her third whiskey on the rocks. Nice shiner, I remarked, sliding onto the adjoining stool. Her eye was half swollen shut, and she had a bandage over her right eyebrow. The whiskey was probably half painkiller. But Betty laughed. You should have seen the other skater when I got back up and caught her on the next rotation. She'll think twice next time she elbows this mother. Betty, I said, that's true of all of us. The slammers, like I might have mentioned, aren't to be trifled with on the rink or off the rink.
Look out now.